And on the line now, I have our friend Padraig Conlon from Northside People. Good afternoon, Padraig.
Hi, good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good. We're going to talk about some of the stories in this week's Northside People. There's one there that jumped out at me because I've been interviewing the people involved for a good while now, and this is the Clonshock Treatment Plant.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're well aware, and as are your listeners, about this has gone on now since November 2019, since permission was granted for this wastewater plant project to go ahead. Now, since that, we've had a judicial review. Now, the latest development in the case, obviously, is a judge last week ruling that Irish Water have to consult with the Environmental Protection Agency before they can begin work on the project, which is obviously called the Greater Dublin Drainage Project. Now, a lot of residents, a lot of local representatives are very much against this project. Some of the fears, the environmental fears over, effects on the seawater, wildlife around Ireland's Eye, issues over worry about smell, etc., coming from this wastewater plant. So it was originally permission was granted, obviously for a treatment plant that'll serve 500,000 people, but you know, some of the objectors say this plant isn't going to be able to expand beyond that 500,000 number. So at the moment, you know, things are stalled again. But, you know, Irish Water say, so we have to their side of it as well, they say that the project won't harm marine life and locals living in the Clonshock area will have nothing to worry about. They say the bathing water in the bay should be grand, but you know, obviously, yeah. They would say that.
Yeah, I spoke to the people who are against this, and they're very well up on it. They have expert advice and experts working with them. You know, so there's a lot there.
There is, absolutely, and I suppose you know, going on, we see, you know, the problems every summer, well, the last few summers anyway, with the Ring's End wastewater plant, where, you know, if there's a bit of torrential rain for a couple of days, there's issues then with, you know, with the waste. I know it's treated and going into the sea, so obviously I suppose their fears are well justified, and I don't think they're overreacting here. I think they have, you know, very, very legitimate reasons to be worried about this plant. But as I said, according to Irish Water, they've nothing to worry about. So
yeah, well, you know, we'll see where that goes. There's another one there, Senator, the Labour Senator spokesperson on housing. This affordable housing bill is causing ructions. Everybody seems to be objecting to it, and the government are being advised that this is not really going to work, but they're still going ahead with it. What's your
they're
take on that?
Going ahead with it, you know, it was sold to us as being, you know, this is, you know, the best affordable housing project ever undertaken by a government in modern times and all this. But yeah, the opposition has been very serious concerns about it. Yeah, obviously one of the concerns is the so-called affordability of this bill. Senator Rebecca Moynihan, there you're referring to, the Labour senator. Yeah, she said that. You know, it's basically given developers, it's a developer-led bill. It's going to be very favourable to them. In other parts of Dublin, you know, obviously issues with the so-called affordability aspect of it. People, I think it's a figure of 450,000 given some parts of Dublin, which in anyone's book I don't think is affordable, even with two salaries. Yeah. You know, it's a bit, you know, mad to refer to that as affordable. Then there's other issues with, as you know, basically anybody who qualifies for this, it's for people who are just outside, you know, the social housing cap, or you know, just under the, you know, being able to get a mortgage at the banks. So what will happen is, you'll get part of your mortgage with a lender, and then the government will do the other part of it. Now you don't have. I think it's after five. A lot of the opposition are worried that after 5 years, that charges that the government are going to put on the thing will actually also not make it very affordable. But yeah, there's a lot of issues. But at the moment, it's on its way through. Well, the government approved it, signed off on it yesterday, so it's nearly there. But
it's a bit controversial, this one, because this isn't just the opposition giving out for the sake of giving out. The ESRI and it's a central bank have also advised against this.
They have indeed, exactly. And a similar scheme, which was referred to by many in opposition, a similar scheme in the UK, proved not very successful and actually drove house prices up. I think it was 6%. That's another fear as well, like what impact will this have on overall house prices, which are already ridiculously overpriced in Dublin. There's so many issues, to be honest, John. You could actually make a whole programme out of it.
We could talk for the full 2 hours.
We just have to see how it goes, I suppose. But
yeah,
government are adamant, Darragh O'Brien's adamant, this is a great deal for people looking for affordable housing. I reserve judgment on that myself, we'll see how it pans out.
Yes, it is. It's an interesting one, and as I say, I can't understand that all the advice have been given. You know, anyway, we'll move on. Anything else there that caught your eye?
I suppose the Mater Hospital being designated a major trauma centre, that was one that actually quite a lot of people online were interested in. I don't know if you heard it, so it was last week, and the government approved the designation of the Mater as a major trauma centre. So it's going to have, you know, specialist people to do it. It's great, I suppose, having that so close to kind of a lot of communities in North Dublin. Like, well, hopefully, nobody will have to avail of it, but lives will be saved, obviously, with having that specialist medical treatment kind of in the community.
Yeah.
There's another story here. I just like the cover. It was so. There was a local author, Patrick Power. He was 92. Patrick sadly passed away in March, but his family, or he'd just finished his memoirs actually, and his family had want to push ahead and publish his memoirs, which are called Light Reading for Short Journeys. And in this week's paper, we included an interview that he gave just shortly, a few weeks before he died, where he explains about his book. He published a few other books in his time, and this one looks back at some of his life as a younger man, first moving up to Dublin from Roscommon. He said some of the stories are serious, others are humorous. It's a nice little look back. I suppose a different Ireland, a different Dublin. Patrick, he lived in Raheny, and I'm sure he's well known to a lot of Raheny residents. Oh, I hope the family, hope his book is well received and people enjoy it, because obviously a lot of work went into it as well, and unfortunately he just not with us anymore. But
yeah, well, hopefully it'll be a great success, and our sympathies to the family. Another person, young person, missing from Balbriggan, and this seems to be very regular that young people are going missing. A lot of the times they turn up, we might add, and that's great, you know.
Thankfully, off the top of my head, 99.9 times they do turn up. It's very harrowing for the families and that as well. And I suppose with the prevalence of social media and that, you know, it's easier to get the message out there when somebody unfortunately goes missing. And yeah, there's a young man from Balbriggan at the moment, and we hopefully, well, he was last seen in Balbriggan, so hopefully his family make contact with him soon. But maybe I suppose with the pandemic as well, over the last 12 months we have seen a little bit more of these missing person notices. I suppose for a lot of young people it's hard for everybody, but especially for young people, you know, a lot of they practically missed two academic years of school, and you know, when you're that age you just want to be with your friends, you know, you don't want to be, it's not natural I suppose to be, you know, separated from your own age group and that. It's tough for them, and hopefully they won't have to deal with this for much longer. Hopefully another few months now we'll start to move out of it, but it's not easy.
Yeah, we seem to be moving in the right direction at long last, that you know, we're all getting vaccinated, and of course you're still going to have people who don't want to be vaccinated. I suppose that's their prerogative.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of it's a strange. Well, yeah, I suppose that's it. It's their prerogative, and we just have to go on exactly for the greater good of the community and everything out there. Help us all get out of this. I'm fairly confident the vaccines have passed all the required testing and that. So I haven't got one myself yet. But are you waiting yourself for?
I got my first one there about a week ago.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, it was grand, to be honest with you. It was grand. I was a bit tired the next day, you know.
Yeah.
But that was it, you know. So.
Good. So which one did you get?
I got the AstraZeneca one.
Oh, right, yeah.
And like my wife got the Moderna, and she's fully vaccinated now because she only had to wait 4 weeks, you know. But the AstraZeneca one, you have to wait 12 weeks. So.
Yeah, that's... My girlfriend's the same. She's waiting. She got the originally AZD, I think. It's been obviously rescheduled since this whole thing with with AstraZeneca, but she hasn't got the second for the second one yet. But I'm still waiting there myself. But hopefully, in the next few months. Look forward to it.
Yeah, get back out to the restaurants and the pubs and.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Big time. We won't know what to do when
they
get back into a pub.
Yeah. Actually, there's a lot of people, psychiatrists and psychologists, that are actually talking about
getting
back to normal, that people are going to find it hard getting back to normal because they haven't been socialising or talking or, you know, we're all right.
Absolutely. We're lucky enough, like, we've been able to come into the office and that, it's like kind of the highlight of the day, like, you know, because there's social outlet and stuff. But yeah, I'm sure you've seen it yourself. But my girlfriend has had to work from home for the last year. You know, so many people have friends and have children having to work from home. And I can imagine that's very, very testing.
It is, yeah. It's very stressful.
Yeah, exactly. And just we all need to kind of, you know, socialising is good.
Have to get back in.
Some of the best things have ever happened.
People are going to find it hard socialising and chatting to each other. We're all right though, Padraig, because we do it every other week. You know.
Yeah. Some people want us to be quiet.
Some people are sick of listening to us. Anyway, anything else there? How is the people's page going? The letters page?
Yeah, the letters. When you say that, we've actually, this week, we have to take the ad out. You know, we have a little ad on it just to let readers know, because we have, we're trying to get 5 of them on the page this week. I said to you a few weeks ago, hopefully we'll have 2 pages to devote to this once we've opened pagination. So yeah, there's people seem to be responding to it anyway, and they seem to enjoy it. It's nice to give them a platform, like to air their views as well. Long may continue.
It's great, especially now people are confined to their homes. They can sit down and write a letter and get a lot of stuff off their chest.
Absolutely, because I suppose it's different to, you know, just posting something under a Facebook post or whatever. I suppose, you know, it's a little bit more substantial, like, you know, we do have, like, on a Facebook post, like, we will have a a collection of loyal readers who would be, you know, have opinions on stuff. And we value their input and everything as well, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I suppose, you know, someone's taking the time to write a letter and stuff, it's, yeah, it's fair play, you know what I mean? We really enjoy getting them and enjoy publishing them as well, so.
Yeah, and some of them can be quite long. Would you ask people to try and?
See, I'm afraid to, like, I don't want to. We do try and cut them down, that, but you don't want to change. You know, I don't know, too. You know, the kind of spirit of the letter. Yeah, and like that. Yeah. But yeah, as we go forward, we will try and cut them a bit more, like, because we you know, some of them, there's like the Gettysburg Address. Like,
oh God, yeah. So try and make your point, but make it a bit shorter, would you say?
Exactly. But just happy to get out of letters, and you know, they are appreciated. Hope you enjoy them.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Padraig, thanks very much for taking the call. It's always nice talking to you.
And you, John.
And, you know, hopefully Manchester United and Liverpool will play their match.
Exactly. They're going to struggle there. Where are they going to find the...
There doesn't seem to be any time at all, but I'm sure they'll figure out something.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I don't condone obviously the bit of violence, obviously, was the message behind it, I suppose.
Yeah,
resonated with a lot of clubs. And
the majority, as per usual, the majority was a peaceful protest.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just the people going into the dressing rooms and breaking the COVID-19 bubble. You know, that was unfortunate.
Exactly. But it was interesting to see Sky. You know, the 2 weeks ago they were all for fan protests against the Super League, and now they were all because it affected them.
We're not getting to show our match.
Exactly, they were kind of a little bit focusing on the shocking scenes at Old Trafford. Yeah.
Mad. It really is crazy times, isn't it? Between bleeding COVID and
the whole thing is, to be honest, the whole last 12 months, even watching, there was the snow in Manchester yesterday.
That's right, the hail. I'm cleaning the hail off the stuff.
Hopefully now we've everything calms down and we've nice summer now, everybody. And, no more drama for a while anyway.
Yeah.
And everyone keeps safe and enjoy a good summer.
Yeah. Okay, Padraig, listen, I'll talk to you again in another couple of weeks. And
cheers, John.
Hopefully we'll be even nearer solving this Aldous thing. Right, thanks very much, Padraig.
Cheers, John. Thanks very much for having me. All the best.
Okay. Bye now. Right, that was Padraig Conlon there from the Northside People newspaper.